content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, October 14th, 2022. The Power Mall, by the way, is 10% off North American Herb and Spice products if you want to stock up on your immune system products. And, of course, you get free shipping when you buy a colon cleanse set from the Power Mall. That's one bottle of Oxy Powder, one bottle of Latero Flora. You don't have to worry about putting in a promo code because the discount's already there. Today's Cash Friday, by the way, all you have to use is the term Cash Friday in the promo code box to save 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. And of course, now we are carrying the OptiVita Hemp Bundle. It's a Power Hour exclusive. You get 20% discount when you purchase the Power Hour Hemp Bundle. This bundle includes organically grown pure hemp extract, topical hemp gel, and the Hemp Health Revolution book. You want to order that bundle? You can visit the powerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. And of course, for those of you who want to make money with the Power Mall, you can earn an extra 10% simply by putting our affiliate link or banner on your website. If you don't have a website, well, just use the affiliate link. You can get that by emailing us at support@thepowermall.com. Share it with your friends, and we provide you with the software so you make 10% off everything they buy. Heck of a deal, isn't it? And, of course, for the person who gave us the $200 donation and wishes to remain anonymous, God bless you. We appreciate your support. And, of course, we're now on Rents Radio Network. Thank you, Jeff Rents, and all the people listening out there, the thousands of people he has on the Rents Radio stream. And, of course, we're streaming live from 11 to 1 Central. We are proud also to partner with Lion Energy, power solutions for everyday needs. You want to, I would personally, you can order by phone if you want at 385-375-8191. But my idea here is to maybe visit their website first, lionenergy.com. And you can get to that from thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com. And you click on the banner to browse the products. Now, if you need help, they have a staff that will answer your questions. And you use the promo code POWERHOUR when you order, and guess what? You're going to get a discount. I mean, the solar generators and stuff they've got on there, I'm really happy that we are doing this because we're all about solutions here. And, of course, Mike Lindell, we're helping him out because we've got the mypillow.com/POWERHOUR, and you can use that code POWERHOUR at checkout to get a discount. And you can also call to place your order if you want to talk to a human being at 800-596-9135. And still, you can give them the Power Hour promo code. And anybody that wants to see who we're partnering with, all you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. And you can sign up for the newsletter and follow us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more. And one way of doing that is you can text Power Hour at 22828. That's 22828. Text the word Power Hour, and the Power Hour newsletter will come right there to your phone. On Facebook, you can find us. Twitter, you can find us at Power Hour Nation. The newsletter we have, I just told you how to get that, but you can also subscribe right from our website. And the Power Mall is even on Facebook at The Power Mall. I'm on Substack at DaveKrieger.substack.com. And we're also on truthsocial.com at The Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. And all your donations, of course, are certainly appreciated because that's what keeps us going here. You can click on the Buy Me a Coffee tab or Buy Us a Coffee. Click the Support Us tab. Call Jay at 877-817-9829 to give us a donation. Or you can send a check to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. For those of you who want to listen to the Power Hour by phone because you don't have internet, we have a number to do that with, 518-737-0180. And, of course, for those of you who want to participate in the gardening forums, all you have to do is just go to menu, community, and forum. And there we are. Share all your stuff, your pictures, your thoughts, your gardening tips, all those good stuff right there, because we're all about solutions here. We anticipate having Tabitha Perry, who's a life coach, creating order with small edits, joining us in our next hour. She's a master's of social work, an MSW, capable of achieving anything you want. And so that's why she's doing life coaching. She was born and raised in Alaska, lived in four different states, moved 22 plus times while she was either working, going to school, pregnant, or being a stay-at-home mom. Although she loves structure and order, God's gifted her many life opportunities to grow her flexibility and patience, and she teaches that. Now, of course, this is TGIF. You can substitute any expletives you want. Thank God it's Friday. The government is put your own expletive here. Do as you wish. World news never looks pretty. Why is that? Well, because we have warmongers in our Congress. I mean, don't we? Did you happen to watch the video on Tucker of AOC in her little town hall meeting? She got her ass handed to her by her constituents, who basically called her a traitor. I mean, they laid into her screaming and yelling, and she goes, "Oh, you're being rude." Yeah, typical leftist behavior. Come to find out from the looks of things, and I agree with Tucker on this one, AOC basically is towing the line for the Democrat Party. She is what they call a useful idiot, a tool, yeah, party tool. That's what they're saying. Finland is preparing to evacuate citizens along the Russian border should war arise. Why would they even announce stuff like that? We're talking about Finnish defense forces and others preparing to evacuate residents. In the event of a possible conflict, what do they know we don't know? Those same forces and other authorities may go as far as going door to door in the event of war to help evacuate those living along the border with Russia. You know why that might be a possibility? Because of the Ukraine joining NATO. A Russian security official has said, Alexander Venedikov. Some of these Russian names are tough to pronounce sometimes. But anyway, they're basically saying if Ukraine joins NATO, that means they're going to move missiles in. And now that ain't happening. I can see the red button being facilitated. President Emmanuel Macron of France has suggested that they're not going to use nukes against Russia if Putin decides to launch limited tactical nukes against Ukraine. He wants to blow up the capital and a couple other cities. I guess Macron is fine with that. Says he's not going to retaliate. No, but the mouth in the White House has said that. He said it's not going to end well if they use nukes on Ukraine. The Swedish security police has warned the country faces an increased risk of sabotage of their electric grid and has called for more resources to monitor the energy sector. And speaking of energy, Jacinda Ardern's fart tax fuels a rightward shift in local New Zealand elections. Apparently, people don't like the fact that she wants to tax cows and sheep for flatulence. And they're like, okay, we've had enough. I mean, they've hit their boiling point with that, from all appearances. The World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders, Global Shapers, and New Champions have gathered in support of the Davos mission. And of course, we have an article on there describing just who these young global leaders are. They claim to have more than 1,400 members and alumni from more than 120 nations. You know, all part of Klaus Schwab and Henry Kissinger's little pet project about global domination. Yeah, you can say no to that. You can say it with your vote. Speaking of votes, I was wondering when this was going to happen, but the January 6th committee, basically they're not a legitimate committee in my book, might not be in yours either, but they've now voted to subpoena Trump over his role in the events of January 6th. Passed unanimously by a 9-0 vote, but see, the committee's supposed to have 13 members and they don't. So all of those of you who don't like the fact that Liz Cheney called for it, the resolution. Resolutions aren't law, folks. Well, she called for it, and Benny Thompson echoed it. So, you know, anybody that's sitting on this committee basically needs to be voted out of office. Adam Kinzinger, crybaby Kinzinger, he decided that he was just going to set up a PAC and fund more Democrats. But the thing is, he's not going to run again. And Cheney got voted out in the primary. We need to do that same thing to Benny Thompson in Mississippi come November. Anybody that served on this committee needs to go away. It's a big waste of time and taxpayer money. And if you keep voting them in and allowing the same stuff to happen, then you're part of the problem, not the solution. Because we all want solutions. And of course, the Trump team has taken their case to the Supreme Court, which turned down a request from former President Trump related to records that were seized by FBI agents from his Florida estate. He filed an emergency application to vacate a stay entered by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. The stay is preventing both Trump's lawyers and the special master in the case from accessing all of the records with classified markings. A retired Tennessee judge has been sharing thoughts on what to expect in the Supreme Court's next session. And of course, he made particular mention of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, basically saying, hey, look, you may have your progressive ideologies, Your Honor, but guess what? The Constitution outweighs your personal opinions. Hope she got that. A judge has ruled that a federal law banning guns that have had their serial numbers removed is unconstitutional. The law at issue prohibits any person from transporting a gun with the serial number altered, obliterated, or removed across state lines. It also prohibits them from possessing such a gun if it ever has been transported across state lines. Wow. Serial numbers were first required by the Federal Gun Control Act of 1968. Sieg Heil! Yeah, we keep hearing the same stuff out of the mouths of the Democrats, especially Scarecrow. He wants to, he swears, I'm going to ban those assault weapons. No, he's not. He can try to do it by, he can do it by edict, but the problem is there's going to be a real problem with that. The Supreme Court is basically going to tell him to shove it. And you'll have to file lawsuits. You'll see a whole bunch of them filing lawsuits to stop it. A fifth grade teacher in East Chicago, Indiana, meanwhile, has been detained by police after it was discovered she had a kill list of individuals, which included her own students and school staff. Yeah. Angelica Carrasquillo Torres, 25, worked at the St. Stanislaus School in East Chicago, according to the cops. At 5 p.m. on October 12th, law enforcement officers were called to the school due to a threatening report that allegedly had been made and decided to detain her. A fifth grader claimed the teacher had also made comments about killing herself, students, and staff at the school. Apparently, that was enough to get a fifth grader to sound the alarm. I guess he didn't feel like dying that day. And, of course, there's been several reports out from national security analysts, scholars, and a federal indictment which revealed threats from left-wing extremist groups in the U.S. are more dangerous than right-wing and MAGA Republican groups, recently cited by the Biden administration as threats to democracy. According to the U.S. government, some of the left-wing groups are being funded by Russian influence operations to sow discord, spread pro-Russian propaganda, and interfere in elections with the U.S. So apparently the DOJ has announced an indictment of a Russian national for working on behalf of the Russian government to sow discord in the United States. Huh. Gee, wonder why they haven't indicted Scarecrow yet. He's been sowing discord ever since he took office. Hasn't he? That's a statement and a question for those of you who are positing that and wondering. Hey, we can all wonder. If we're going to cower in a corner and be afraid to talk about stuff like this, well, keep voting those same people in that are taking away our freedoms and you get what you get. The U.S. Embassy, meanwhile, in South Africa is urging Americans to be situationally aware when traveling to the country's famed Kruger National Park and to only make stops at designated areas. Yeah, apparently there's been some robberies. German tourist was shot and killed at a robbery in Kruger National Park. He was stopped. Tour group was stopped by armed assailants as they made their way to the Numbi Gate. And when the suspects demanded they open their doors, the driver locked the car. And local police spokesperson told the media outlet one of the suspects then shot the German tourist, killing him. South Africa's crime rate has soared in recent years amid exceptionally high unemployment rates. And now we talk about, then this, and I don't post a whole lot of things regarding the ABA Journal, because American Bar Association, their journal has gotten rather lib. But they did post an article on today's postings, which come out every Friday. Can InfoWars host Alex Jones pay nearly $965 million verdict for Sandy Hook lies? He spent $80,000 to get to trial, according to bankruptcy filings. Jones's parent company, Free Speech Systems, claims in a bankruptcy document it owes $54 million in payments. So, Alex basically told him, don't go buying any big houses because you won't be able to pay for them. See, we figured he was going to take bankruptcy because that's what you do if you're getting sued, right? And again, it doesn't matter whether you apologize. If you have a judge that is stomping on your head and kneeing on your neck to keep you from saying free speech, well, what do you get what you get. The whole idea was to lend appearance to, I guess you could use the new CIA term that's been making its way onto TV, calling the term earmarked. It has all the earmarks of Russian collusion, or has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. The earmark. It's like several billion dollars is earmarked for Ukraine. Several more billion dollars is earmarked for Ukraine. Gee, what are we doing about our own infrastructure? Oh, yeah, well, whatever. We already know all about that. U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, has given police the green light to preemptively shoot and kill drivers they fear could pose a danger to others with their car. See, and this is... They refused to hear an appeal in Gordon versus Buranga. So a Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling grants qualified immunity to a Michigan police officer who shot and killed a man in a drive-through lane at a White Castle after observing the driver made a series of traffic violations that nearly caused collisions. Yeah, he was in his little BMW. Antonino Gordon had not caused an accident or injured anybody, but he was being observed and followed by a police officer for almost 30 minutes, driving erratically. And the Sixth Circuit concluded that police can use excessive force preemptively against a driver if they fear he might endanger others. Oh, I can see the dash cams and body cams are going to be real important. This, according to an article published by constitutional attorney John Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. Another chilling reminder, we're in the American police state. We the people are at the mercy of the cops. And see, you know, they almost have absolute discretion, according to Whitehead, to decide who's a threat. What constitutes resistance? No, this is why we tell you, if you ever get pulled over, put your hands on the steering wheel and don't take them off. And whatever it is, if you tell the cop, if he says, roll down your window, and, you know, your hands are on the steering wheel, move very slowly. After you roll the window down, put your hands back on the steering wheel. Don't make furtive moves because he will shoot you. And if he has his gun out, you know that's probably what he's got in his brain. He's another one of those Barney Fifes. That one of my local friends who's a peace officer in San Antonio has told me that some of these people scare him. You give him a gun and a badge and they turn into Barney Fife and they think they got the right to just point their weapon at anybody they feel like, thinking that they're going to have qualified immunity just to go shoot people. You know, when it gets like that, and here's the problem. If, in fact, you shoot a cop, well, that's not looked very kindly by the police department. And it's almost, you know, rest assured that they're going to be after you in so many different ways. As a matter of fact, five people were killed, including an off-duty officer, when a juvenile reportedly opened fire in Raleigh, North Carolina, about 5 p.m. yesterday. ABC 11 there reports the off-duty officer and four others died in that shooting. Hits close to home. Of course, we're going to talk about the annual inflation rate, trouble brewing in the housing market, and foreclosure activity after we come back from this break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, October 14, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. The U.S. annual inflation rate came in at 8.2% in September, down from 8.3% in August. Ooh, just 1/10 of a percentage point. Yeah, we still got inflation, folks. Major contributors, increases in shelter, food, medical care costs. Speaking of shelter, mortgage rates have hit their highest levels in 20 years this week. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaging near 6.92%. Yeah, up from 6.66% the week prior. Ooh, 666. This according to Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey, which means they're still securitizing paper. And see, I talked to my buddies at Adam Data out in San Diego yesterday afternoon because they put out a report. U.S. foreclosure activity continues to increase quarterly, nearing pre-pandemic levels. In the third quarter of 2022, 92,634 foreclosure filings, default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repossessions. 92,634 in 3 months, the third quarter. Understand what that means. You take that figure and you multiply that times four. It's still climbing, folks. Still climbing. Scotty in West Virginia, how are you, sir? You on the road?
Yes, sir. Doing great, Dave. It's been a while since I called into your show. I try to call in about things I think may be useful to listeners or you. But that I had a really dear friend of mine was a peace officer, and that's the way he liked to be addressed, was a peace officer. He did not like to be called a policeman or a police officer. He gave me some advice one time, and I found that this really works well, and an officer will respect you if you will do this for him. You know, if you're getting pulled over, go ahead and pull over in a good, safe location. Turn the interior light on in your car if it's at nighttime. Roll your window all the way down. Cut your engine off and lay your hands up on the door so the officer knows you're no threat to him. And when he approaches you, if he asks for a license or you have to get something, let him know what you're doing. Don't just start grabbing him, you know, because you do get nervous. I mean, you know, it's very common. You know, the officer pulls you over, you're going to be a little nervous and agitated. Just try to remain calm. And I have actually been pulled over for speeding before and done this. An officer commented me on it and let me go for speeding. Yes. So, absolutely.
Wow.
It does. You know, the officer likes respect, and he also wants to know that you're not going to try to play no games with him or anything. So, I used to love hearing the stories my buddy would tell me about some of the things he encountered, you know, in his law enforcement career. If you ever get the opportunity to talk to a veteran law enforcement officer, they can be fun to talk to. They got some great stories, you know. So,
yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, I appreciate you, Scotty, and thank you for calling in with that tip. God bless you and stay safe on the road.
You too.
All right. Thank God for Narcan, by the way. The schools are fighting a fentanyl crisis with medication and education. I was trying to get Lisa Cummington, who is the local coordinator for the Bernie Texit movement, on our show yesterday. We were not able to do that. And the reason is she is a student counselor for the Northside Independent School District in San Antonio. Got a call from her right before I came on this morning. And one of the subjects we were talking about and I brought up is, are you having a fentanyl crisis at your school? Oh, yeah. I said, now, what about Narcan? Are you guys getting Narcan? Oh, yeah. Right now, we have not come full circle as to the educational benefit, but we're warning children about these things, that the rainbow fentanyl that look like sweet tarts or Skittles, and to stay away and don't take them from anybody, especially, you know, other kids, because you take that stuff and within minutes you're dead. And of course, the former head of the DEA Special Operations Division, Derek Maltz, told Daily Caller, "I'd like to see Narcan everywhere." So if that's any indicator that it's how widespread and how bad this problem is, you need to educate your kids. And if you're a grandparent, you need to tell your kids to educate their kids. Of course, we have in the health category a surprising spice, believe it or not, to boost your neuroplasticity and brain health. And the article talks about omega-3s. And we also, at the Power Mall, have Curcumin X4000 with fenugreek, 180 count. There's an article on the email blast you're going to be getting from health expert, who's, you know, basically is a gut health expert and board certified nutrition specialist, Brooke Scheller, talking about turmeric. Can help to build, restore, and reestablish new pathways, new habits, and really the learning and adaptation of our brain while combating free radicals in the body. So if you're going to shop the Power Mall, there's one thing you can look at is Curcumin X4000. We've also published a Harvard study about the underlying problems of tinnitus. Some people call it tinnitus. You say tomato, I say tomato. And how to treat it. And believe it or not, acupressure and acupuncture have worked. Yeah. Natural supplements. Think about that. In the meantime, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pills are triggering heart damage. And, I mean, we're talking about these things that you get, like naproxen, ibuprofen. That's the stuff I'm talking about. Adds a whole new perception to self-medicating, huh? Biden says he's going to sign an executive order pushing federal officials to drive prescription drug costs down during a pre-election trip designed to promote Democrats' health policies. Will sign and did sign are two different things, folks. And there's also an article about, in the name of science, how modern medicine reduced the art of healing. And this is why a lot of people do not trust today's healthcare system. That article explains a lot. Meanwhile, in the COVID section, doctors are warning Pfizer COVID treatment Paxlovid can interact with common medications. Yeah, well, let's see. Fauci took it, and let's see who else took it and got Biden took it. They got COVID again. They had a resurgence of it. Yeah, like we're going to trust them after Birx admitted they lied to us. And, of course, Kaiser Permanente is being sued out in California by the widow of Rodney Briones, whose physicians put him on remdesivir. And then, of course, ended up putting him on a ventilator. Another death camp. Kaiser Permanente. Nothing but a money mill. The guy died September 12th, and now she's saying, my husband was murdered because of government blank. Insert expletive here. I never thought this could happen. So, of course, Kaiser Permanente and Gilead Sciences, the maker of remdesivir, did not respond to requests for comment from the Epoch Times. She's suing Kaiser in Riverside Superior Court, alleging wrongful death of her husband. They wouldn't even let her in to see him. But see, this is what they do. I mean, this drug was pulled from an Ebola study because more than 53% of remdesivir recipients died, according to the lawsuit, yet Fauci, Joseph Mengele's twin, might as well have been, has all the appearances of Mengele, decided that, you know, we should put remdesivir as one of our protocols, because then you can kill more people and we'll pay hospitals to do it. Let's incentivize. And what they're not telling you also is how cancer deaths from the COVID jabs are being hidden. They're hiding the data. They don't want you to know. Largest increase occurring among 30 to 50-year-olds, they don't want you to know. And Fauci, by the way, edited a paper by the NIH-funded group tied to the Wuhan lab. Yeah, Echo Health Alliance. Yeah, Fauci's tied in with them like nobody's business. Sherry in Kansas, how are you?
Okay. Hi, Dave. Some tinnitus, or what you might think is tinnitus, is actually coming off the power lines. I know mine is, because I think I started noticing it a year ago in the summertime. And it might... Anyway, in November, my power was off for about an hour in the whole area here, around here. And I noticed I couldn't hear it. And if I get far enough away from the power lines, I have to walk into the fields to do that. But it stops.
Interesting.
And I had, in Dr. Mercola's book on 5G, he said he had a somebody repairing something at his place, and the guy told him that he had had tinnitus for like 15 years. And Dr. Mercola had a room in his house that he completely shielded. And all he has to do is throw the breaker to the power in the room, and there's no electricity in there either. And so he had to go in there. And the guy said his tinnitus went away.
amazing how that works.
Yeah.
And, so you know, and here's the thing. Yeah. Let me ask you, Sherry, do you have one of those smart meters attached to your house?
No, mine's out on a power pole that's probably 30, 40 feet from the house.
Yeah, mine's about 60
and it's,
feet.
It's now, still
I put
an
a shield over
it. One.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have a regular smart meter, but I put an EMF shield over the top of it.
Yeah, mine's still an analog, too. It has the little things that go around. It's not a digital meter, but somehow they read them through the power lines.
Yeah, they do.
Did you hear about the guy that they were questioning a representative of Pfizer in the European Parliament? And this was just recently that I heard this clip. And she admitted that they did not test the Pfizer vaccine for if it really offered protection from getting
right.
COVID.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see her testimony.
And then,
and of course, you know, this was real big on Tucker. Tucker had that on there, too. We
oh,
watch him
he?
On occasion. Yeah, because I want to see, you know, I don't want the tainted stuff. I like it when he asks questions, when he's doing his commentary, which is why I watch him. I don't watch Hannity or anybody else. I watch him. And I just want to see what news he is saying and reporting on that I talked about before he got on. I want to see how much stuff I reported on first before he got on and put it onto television, because radio is way more immediate as far as getting information out there. But I did see that, yes.
Yeah, you know, and now they're not talking about COVID that much, except they have all these PSAs for you to get the shot. But they're really hitting the Ukraine stuff hot and heavy. They're trying to take your mind off, you know, the vaccine damage and stuff it could be. And one thing that guy was talking about media yesterday on your last hour. And
correct.
We need to get, I think, wasn't it during the Clinton administration when they allowed the people that own stations, I think it was mainly on TV and radio, but they allowed them to have ownership of more things in an area, consolidate the media ownership.
Right, that was part of deregulation back in the Reagan era where, you know, stations could buy more. Now, what's really funny is now that the corporates have come in and wrecked the media, now they're spinning everything off.
Well, and have you seen, I heard Mark Anderson talk about yesterday, he talked about the this bill in Congress that's been in there since early in the year, but they're trying to, and it hadn't got out of committee, and I guess it just got voted out of committee in September. And it's about, basically, it's a media bailout.
Right. Yep, that
okay,
I've heard about.
About
yeah, I've
that.
Heard about that. I do know about that, and the thing is there's a lot of Republican congressmen and senators against it as well. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, when you were talking about people splitting off, states splitting off, particularly Texas. Did you ever see that movie, The Second Civil War? Beau Bridges was the governor in one of the states, and he was the main actor. It was like back in the late 80s or 90s, that movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Yeah, but I've got something that I am going to be talking about here in the show, in this segment, about an insurrection that actually worked here in America that people probably don't know.
The premise of that movie was that some aid organization flew a whole bunch of immigrants, well, people fleeing some kind of crisis in the India-Pakistan region to his state.
Uh-huh.
And they were nothing compared to what's happening today.
Yeah, we know that. Well, and I'll tell you, anyway, that's something, Bo Bridges, I'll write that down and take a look at it. Appreciate your call. I've got to get back to the rest of this.
I believe it was called the Second Civil War.
All right, sounds good. I'll make a note of it. I appreciate your input. Thanks, Sherry. Let's see. Daryl Issa from California, he's a congressman out there, Republican. He's demanding PayPal provide answers about new language added and then removed from its user agreement, asking specifically if the payment processing giant consulted with the Biden administration on the policy that it would deduct $2,500 from users who violate its policy on misinformation, hate, or speech the company deemed unfit for publication. But, of course, then, following backlash, they pivoted and reversed the move. Social Security, by the way, now they're talking about next year after the election. The benefits, supposedly cost of living increase, going to increase by 8.7%. I'm not sure that's going to be enough. They're saying average of more than 140 a month is what people can look for. I'll believe it when I see it. Now, of course, we've got some hilarious yard signs out there since this is Feel Good Friday. And we have a few minutes before I get into the this insurrection I want to talk about real quick. Here's some funny signs that we have seen pictures of. A sign advertising a garage sale, Grandpa Finally Died sale with an address. Another one, political sign, Democrats and Republicans will come and go. Wu-Tang is forever, 2020. He must be talking about the Wu-Tang Clan. And, you know, there's a bunch of here. This was posted on the front yard in all caps, cheating husband. While his devoted wife was taking care of his sick mother, Lenny was having affairs with two women at the same time, and then put Luann and Vivian in the parenthesis. Free weeds, pull your own. Another good sign right there. Horses, lay down. Please don't call 911. Apparently, this was posted on a fence where horses graze, and they figure, oh, there's dead horses in the front yard, and they call the police. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's another one here. Somebody put a sign up trying to be cute saying, please toilet paper my house. And then another one says, no signs on yard. And then somebody put a sign going, challenge accepted. Another creative sign, garage sale, free beer. Gotta love that one. And of course, then they have the picture of the Dos Equis guy that says, I don't always go to yard sales, but when I do, I turn here. And then, of course, a realtor, Jake Palmer, has a sign posted for sale. Underneath, there's a little rider attached to the sign for Remax saying, not haunted. Go figure. Here's somebody that gets really creative. Missing, pet turtle and nunchucks. Appears slow, but is very dangerous. He will come home eventually, but evildoers beware. I don't know what that has anything to do with it. And, of course, somebody decided to spray graffiti on the wall. I hate, one, vandalism, two, irony, three, lists. Yeah, okay. Well, it is Feel Good Friday, so I thought we'd throw a little humor in there. Now I want to get on to this last item in here for those of you who need a little history lesson. In 1946, a group of soldiers returning to their hometown of Athens, Tennessee after World War II, became fed up with the corruption and the brutality of the county's democratic political machine. Under leadership of boss E.H. Crump, the machine dominated politics by intimidating, assaulting, and outlawing the opposition. In one instance, abolishing the independent judicial review of election results and giving the job of counting ballots to the sheriff's department, which is run by Crump's cronies. The sheriff's office operated on a fee system whereby deputies were paid for each citation they issued and suspect they booked. Deputies often cited or arrested citizens on falsified charges for a quick buck, sometimes more than $100 a week, frequently stopped buses on their way through the county in order to charge every sleeping passenger with public drunkenness. Others demanded payoffs from local businesses to ignore gambling or prostitution on the premises. Political protest against these practices did no good. Deputies bribed or intimidated voters, stole ballot boxes, or paid minors to vote, and because many state officials were themselves members of the Crump gang. Federal attorneys brought corruption charges against local officials, but judges and juries were too fearful to stem the abuse. Finally, frustrated veterans coming home from World War II decided to act. They met secretly to form their own political party, the GI Ticket, which included a veteran candidate for each countywide office, and issued a platform promising that under their leadership, every ballot will be counted. Knowing the danger they faced, the group asked the governor and the Federal Department of Justice for protection, and all refused. On August 1st, Election Day, the sheriff brought in 200 armed special deputies to menace the voters. One GI Ticket poll watcher was arrested when he disputed whether a voter was qualified. Other veterans were kidnapped by deputies who took them to the county jail or dropped them off naked in the woods to keep them from reaching the polls. At one precinct, officers pulled guns on GI observers who fled by leaping through a plate glass window. Later, a group of officers led by a deputy named Wendy Wise beat black veteran Tom Gillespie with brass knuckles when he came to vote. When Gillespie tried to run away, Wise shot him in the back. When the polls finally closed, sheriff's deputies confiscated the ballot boxes, took them to the county jail to count the ballots in secret. 21-year-old Marine veteran Bill White then spoke up. He wouldn't let Crump's lackeys steal the election, he told his friends. He faced 1,000 bullets for democracy, fighting the Japanese at Tarawa, and had been awarded 2 Purple Hearts. Now he's ready to fight fire with fire, and he and 60 other GIs marched to the local armory where they seized guns and explosives before heading to the county jail to liberate their wrongfully arrested allies and stop the sheriff from manipulating ballots. They ended up taking the jail. That's called the McMinn County War. That's the way the Second Amendment rights can protect First Amendment freedoms. That's not the only one that happened. One of them happened up in Osceola, Iowa as well. A little bit less of a skirmish, but you get my point. We'll be back at the top of the hour with Tabitha Berry. Stay with us.
.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.